Hi, this is Pete Brown, and I'm here in wonderful building 4041 cafeteria on campus with Joel Barsotti. How are you doing, Joel?
I'm good, Pete.
So you have been building a very cool WPF application for a while.
Yes, I have.
Can you tell me a little bit about some of the history for that and who you work for and kind of what you do?
Absolutely. My name is Joel Barsotti. I work for SpectraCal, and we develop video calibration software primarily for the home theater market, but we're also working on products for print and design, as well as medical and satellite imaging. So we cover a variety of different fields. Anyone who needs a display that has accurate color or accurate image data can use our software to be able to set up the display to be as accurate as it can be.
So when you say calibration software, we're talking about there is, for some given class of display or media, there is a standard for what red really looks like and what blue really looks like and what green really looks like and all that kind of stuff, right?
Exactly. They've got different formulas that they use to take spectrum data and turn it into XY coordinates that you can plot, like on graph paper.
Right.
And every, major industry has set up some spec for exactly where those colors should be for a given application. And so our software helps visualize the data so that when you go and read the information, you can look at it and see what needs to be changed so that you can, make your display accurate to the standard you're trying to make it accurate to.
So I know a bunch of the viewers here have multiple monitors at home, and if you have like different brands of monitors, sometimes even within the same brand and same model, you'll look at one and it's obviously much warmer or more yellowish than the other. This type of software would be used to make it so that they both adhere to the same standard within their capabilities. And
absolutely. Panel matching is one of the big feature requests that we have. We don't have a comprehensive workflow for panel matching, but panel matching is something that you can use the software for, and something that we've even been in discussions with video card manufacturers that want to be able to provide better panel matching because multiple displays is becoming more and more common, and the software would be the best thing out there right now to help you set up multiple displays so that you could get them to be as close as they could to each other.
Okay, and I understand that individual people can get this. I think it was what's your shirt say?
Calman, right?
Yeah.
Individuals can get it, but you had mentioned a kind of a cool use case where there's a store that we all know about that goes out and can calibrate your displays. Can you tell me more about that?
Oh, absolutely. So currently, if you go into Best Buy and you go to buy a TV, they're one of the services they offer with HD TVs is a calibration, and they use our software. So when Best Buy goes out and sends a Geek Squad member out to your house to set up your TV and calibrate it, they're going to be using our software to do that.
So Nerd comes to your house and slaps a little hockey puck over here.
Yep.
They use something like this, maybe not that exact thing, but something like this.
That exact thing, actually.
Okay. And mm-hmm. Can you show me like how that works? Like what do they do? I mean, they aim that display, they swing it around.
Right.
So how does that all work?
Normally, you're on a display, so you have a pattern generator or even a DVD player that's hooked up to it that provides
like
the pattern source. But I'm going to pull out this little window here because also works as a pattern source. And if you put the puck on there and then go over here and take the readings, you'll see the different colors flash up here. And as it takes the readings, you'll also see that the measured data points come flying out onto the screen to show you where the color is in relation to, the absolute color space.
So it's generating a color that it knows the point on this gamut chart here that it knows where it should be on there?
Correct.
And it's showing you where it actually is.
Right. So those little white square boxes are the target values, and then as the little colored dots come flying out, those are the measured values.
I see. Okay, so there's the little dots.
And as you can see, this laptop's display is not very accurate.
Okay, I see. Like, for example, this green that we see, this dot right here, should actually be over here in the square to be perfect.
Correct.
The yellow is really close. the red is way out, right? Mm-hmm. You know, from that. And actually, is this magenta? So it should be over here. Right?
Yep.
And that should be up. Okay.
Yep.
And blue is fairly close.
Yep.
Okay. Very interesting. So you can look at this and you can. Could you use this theoretically to judge the quality of a panel? I mean, like, say you were going to go drop serious coin on a panel, could you go up and see how close it can get to a certain?
Absolutely, and you know, a lot of work's being done to be able to provide more tools for setting a display up. So where it is in the store out of the box, oftentimes is in a mode that is there just to sell the display.
Yeah, and super high contrast.
Exactly. And this is one of the big reasons why our software is in existence to begin with, is because the television manufacturers care more about selling displays in their total quantity than they do about selling accurate displays, because if they all made them all the standards, you would walk into your retail box store and have a wall of TVs that all look the same.
Right.
And
right.
So in order to differentiate them, they pump up the color and do crazy things with contrast and make it try and pop out from the wall. And while that sells TVs, if you want to see what the director saw when they signed off on the DVD release, then you want to have your display calibrated to get you know, the full experience.
Right. All right. So this is a WPF application.
This is WPF.
Awesome. Thank you for using WPF. And you're talking directly to, I keep calling it a puck. What is this thing called?
It's a colorometer.
A colorometer. Okay. So you're talking through that through, looks like USB. You've got some drivers there. You're accessing this through, I think you said, COM?
Right. So the there's a DLL that talks to the hardware directly. We talk to basically every meter that's out there. If someone's making it, we're going to try and support it. We kind of take the Microsoft approach in that, you know, we want to be the software that talks to every piece of hardware out there.
Right.
So that regardless of what a video calibrator would want for hardware, they can use our software with it.
And this looks like, you know, when people think about WPF applications, this to me looks kind of like a canonical WPF application. It's got lots of visual information on here. You're doing things that would probably be more difficult to do in something else like Windows Forms.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you showed me is you don't have control over the resolution that people are running on here, right? So you have this all that dynamically resizes and scales down based on the size of the display. Yeah?
This was one of the major problems with our old version was the variety of laptop resolutions and the fact that a lot of them are very space limited. And so this display area that we're looking at here, fitting it all on the screen every time is an issue if you don't know the size that the display is going to be. And with Windows Forms, you don't really have any way of doing something like that, where when you take it out of full screen, you still see every bit of information that you were seeing full screen.
Right.
It just dynamically resizes, and that's you know, something you just can't get without WPF.
Great. That's really awesome. So you also, now you built this application, or at least most of this application.
Yeah, I wrote a good portion of it. There's about a team of four of us that were working on it, and myself and my fellow employee Sam Rule worked on all of the WPF stuff between the two of us. He brought more WPF experience to the team when he joined, because he had prior experience developing WPF apps. Yeah. This was my first commercial WPF app.
And now for architecture for the application, are you using, like how did you structure this and what kind of cool things were going on behind the scenes?
Right, so, you know, there is a class library behind it that handles all the I.O., and that is actually a pretty interesting piece of architecture because it handles all of the multi-threading. You notice that when the display was off reading the color information off of the panel, that we were able to still animate all of the graphics.
Yep.
And we could have even done things like add new charts or do different things like that because all of the I.O. is all threaded.
Yep.
And we did a lot of work to make sure we didn't have deadlocks or erase conditions. Between the rich data binding the WPF gave us and the MVVM pattern, that's when we started really implementing that. That's when the pieces really began to fall into place, and it became really clear how we were going to be able to fly through the last part of the app and really pull it together.
So this is not a chuck everything in the code behind single thread application. Now, you're doing some serious work behind the scenes here to make a responsive application, also to have good structure that you can build on in the future.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, this is the 4.0 release of the software that we're looking at here. And
all right, so now that they have their coffee made over there, you were saying what again? Yet it's the application was structured well. And
yeah, the you know, we put a lot of work into making sure that this was going to be a framework that we could build off of for the next several years. You know, we're already starting to see the fruits of that expandable architecture, and that we're currently developing a way to integrate with on-screen display interfaces from major manufacturers like Panasonic. So we're going to be able to talk directly to a TV, and everything you can do from the remote, you'll be able to do from within the application.
Excellent. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, so today is September 2nd. I understand that you're, by the time that this actually goes up and is up on Channel 9 here, you're going to have some things to say about that relationship with, I think it's what you said, Panasonic there?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Right, so we've got a trade show coming up at the end of the month called CEDIA. That's an electronic installer expo. And at that conference, we're going to be announcing our partnership with Panasonic and integrating their displays, their new 3D plasma displays, with our software. And it's really exciting for us. We've got them in-house now, and we're working with them. And you know, things are progressing really smoothly, and it's a real kick in the pants to see you know, the software be able to interactively calibrate the display. So that's one of the things I haven't talked about yet, is that we actually will take information from the puck and get the feedback from where the measured values are able to run those through some algorithms and then interactively adjust the display panel to where those targets are, and then take a new reading to find out, you know, how our changes worked. So, you know,
great.
Sooner than later, you're going to be able to just walk up to a display and hook up our software and put the puck on there and press a button and have it set itself up.
Well, that is very, very cool. I want to thank you for your time, Joel.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a very cool WPF application. Very neat stuff.